Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, one of our instructors is Steve Elkins. He lives in Florida. And he and I were talking over the weekend. We talk all the time. And he is an ER nurse and an ICU nurse and has 27 years plus under his belt as a nurse. And he and I were talking about negative pressure rooms over the weekend. And there is this belief that when people are really sick with a communicable disease, that they go into these negative pressure rooms in hospitals and, you know, just show up and hospitals are ready for you. And he and I were discussing that that is not the case, that these rooms are ready because the hospitals have the number of rooms that they need, not expecting a pandemic, an epidemic.
I'm just laughing at reality.
No, this is reality. So, you know, we go to the hospital and we think that they're going to take us next, you know, and the case is that they don't have an abundance of these negative pressure rooms. So what I'm trying to say is, I guess it's really simple. We need to get out of the way of this thing. Just stay out of the way. I was talking with one of our instructors, who has an event planned, kind of like you, Dr. Shealy. There's an event planned, and it's a wedding. It's several states away. And one of the family members is going to be in the wedding party, and it's a big deal. And I said, for me, I wouldn't be going. I'd say, y'all have a nice time. Wish I could be there. But I'm not going. And those, to me, Dr. Shealy, that's a risk that a person does not need to take. Does not need to take. I mean, no matter what. How important is a wedding, really? And frankly, none of our children is married. If one wanted to get married, I would be disappointed if I couldn't convince them to, hey, let's have it in the backyard here. You know, we'll have a backyard wedding. Oh, I'm serious. I'm absolutely serious. Backyard wedding, invite a few of your friends. You know, there might be 10 of us total. And you can declare yourself married. You don't need a blood test. You don't need a permit from the state, a license from the state. You don't need to pay I don't even know how much it costs. You don't need that. Just declare yourself married. Just get a Bible and write down in the Bible that you've declared yourself married on this date at this time, and have your friends and family witness it, and done. And then if you decide to get unmarried, it's not a big deal. You just, and you know, I hope that would never happen, but it does happen to like 3 out of 4 people who get married. It happens to 3 out of 4 of them that get married. It's not like it used to be. It's a lot better to keep the government out of our lives. But why have a big wedding, and why go to a catered wedding where there are people cooking the food who you don't know? And serving meals that you don't know where they come from, and so forth. And you know, I'm broadcasting today, Dr. Shealy, and all my computers are old. I bought seven used Dell computers years and years ago. They were old when I bought them, and now one of the mice quit. Okay, it doesn't work right. So I have to get a new mouse. Well, that'd be normally what would happen, right? I'd get a new mouse. Well, where do they come from? Well, they come from China. Now, what happens when we run out of mice? Now what are we going to do? And that's just a little insignificant thing. We have extra mice here. But what I'm saying is, if that were a showstopper, if my mouse didn't work and I didn't have a spare, what would that be like? That's what it's going to be like, class. Here's what you do. If you want to know what's going to happen, go to your computer, move your mouse, and don't touch the click button, okay? You can move your mouse anywhere you want. You can watch it point all over the screen, but it won't click. So just simulate what that's like. That's what it's going to be like with everything. You'll have cars that work like that. You know, you may be able to start them, but they won't go into drive. Or you may be able to put it in drive, but you have a flat tire. Or you may be able to drive, but there's a smell under the hood where the oil's leaking, and you can't get the valve cover gasket for it. That's what it's going to be like. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, David, I'm frustrated. Yes, I'm frustrated. How about you?
I'm not frustrated as much anymore. I've seen this. I figured, you know, I knew something like this eventually was going to happen in a way. I think we purposely caused this problem. Not the virus itself. I'm talking about the supply chain. When I was in college, they were already starting to ship everything overseas, and even our weapons and everything. I mean, would you ever possibly think if somebody told you 20 years ago that we would send all our pharmaceuticals, all our military required, you know, technology over there to somebody we view as somewhat of an enemy? And you're going to tell them, hey, by the way, we're at a conflict right now. Can you send us some more missile parts right away before we... I mean, you know...
Insanity. You can't do anything else.
David, what you're saying is absolutely true. Absolutely true. The auto industry is saying... Y'all, we got a problem. We're a little short of wiring harnesses for our cars. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being dependent on China for wiring harnesses for American cars? Can you imagine that? That's now, where we are right now. Wiring harnesses.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. I think in a way this is the only way to wake up the American people, because I would try to talk to them. And granted, I got access, and I didn't realize how classified a lot of that access was that I was given access to. I didn't ask for it, didn't want it, but I would try to tell. And then all of a sudden you see, like, this AOC group and everybody talking about this new green deal. They want to get rid of – if we don't get rid of all of our cars, shut off the electricity, go to solar, this or that, within a so much short amount of time, there's no way possible, you know, we're going to be able to do – It'll be worse than it is, I think, with some of this virus. But this may be a way to show them that you just can't stop that stuff in only a few years like they're talking about doing. So I think this will help show them really how reliable we are on everybody else. And we don't need that. We need to bring it here back.
Here's a really good thing, Dr. Shealy and David. This is a really good thing. I mentioned this wedding. Well, there will be a shortage of wedding gowns. No kidding. A shortage of wedding gowns. Because they're made in China. So these gals that want these I guess it's a really big day for when a gal gets married, and they parade these used ones. Very expensive gowns in front of the attendees. It's ridiculous to me what they spend on them, but they do. And that's going to be in short supply very soon. So maybe these backyard weddings are going to take place. Maybe, you know, you're going to wear your, to get married, you wear your cleanest pair of blue jeans, you know, the ones with the least amount of grease on them. seriously, our son, one of our boys is seeing this girl, and I haven't met her yet, but I really like her because the last time they got together, she said, so what's the plan? What are we going to be doing? And she said, because I'm not wearing my makeup. I love it. I haven't met this girl yet, but I love it. And pretty soon, nobody's going to be wearing makeup. You're going to actually get to see what people really look like. we're going to get to see the real people, and it's going to be terrifying.
I don't know how that women do it anyway. My wife, she never wears makeup. She never has. And when she does go to the dermatologist or her specialist, they're like, we still, the women especially, they're like, how do you keep your skin so young? She goes, I don't put none of that stuff up. I just don't do it. I don't know how they could do it.
Mrs. Finelli doesn't wear, yeah. Mrs. Finelli does not get painted up. You know, she looks the same all day long. Dr. Shilley, what are your thoughts about makeup? You know, taking, rendered animal fat, you know, cooking up animal fat, and then the grease, that becomes lipstick and cosmetics. What are your thoughts about that and clay, you know, pasting clay on, colored clay on people's faces?
Well, I have to admit, I've never actually thought about it, and I have to admit I've never used it. Not planning on starting either.
several years ago when my hair was darker, a guy was visiting the house, and I've known him for 15 years, and he said, you dye your hair? And I said, no. And he was really kind of surprised that my hair was so dark for my age. And there are, I guess there are a lot of men who dye their hair. And, you know, Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, the guy who wants to be CEO of the United States, Biden, that guy, Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, Biden, he's had reconstructive surgery so that he looks better than he is. You know, that's what he's doing. Then there was Chris Christie from the Garden State. And he had bypass surgery so he could be half the man he was, so he could, you know, run for higher offices. That's what people do. They portray themselves as different from what they really are. David, what is your greatest concern about all this, if I may ask?
My biggest concern is, one, yeah, some of this may, you know, be fine with this afterwards, but as it mutates, I have a concern with that. But like I said when I spoke to you and Steve before a while ago, I had my biggest concern was the West Coast. And that place is a bacteria, feces, waste, every factory. And they're worried about people's emotions, seeing them cleaning up the streets or the sidewalks. And I'm like, and what could it turn into? It could turn into something really, really, really bad. You know. It's all right there.
All right, hold that thought, David, because when we come back, let's talk about Mardi Gras. Did you see the cleanup of Mardi Gras? That was like a sewer in New Orleans. That was like a sewer. We'll be right back with Dr. Shealy and David.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about Mardi Gras and Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana. And 2020 Mardi Gras is February 25th, and I saw some images of these absolutely weird-looking people. Costumes. I mean, it looks like a traveling circus with tens of thousands of people. They have these beads, and they are just as careless and reckless as can be. And the cleanup after these revelers participated in Mardi Gras, which is French for Fat Tuesday. It's the practice of the last night of eating rich, fatty foods before the Lenten sacrifices. So we're going to get stupid and I mean, absolutely crazy before we get serious. I mean, that's what this is all about. It's a Christian ritual, believe it or not. I don't see anything Christian about it. It's out of control. Decadence. Waste. And they use skid loaders to pick up all the trash left by these celebration type people. That's how stupid we are. We're literally like this. And what happens to all those beads? You know, animals find them, think they're food, eat them and die. That's how stupid people are. Balloons, helium balloons. I hate helium balloons. When they land on the farm, I think of what moron bought this for a child that had to have this helium balloon, and then the child lets go of the string, and off it goes, and then it lands on our farm. I hate this carelessness. David, you were going to say something?
Yeah. I'm surprised you're cleaning this all up, but I get your frustration with the animals. Years ago, they were trying to tell people with, you know, the plastic wrapper bindings that put your six packs of, you know, soft drinks or whatever, and animals were getting their heads stuck through them, and they'd find them dead because it couldn't get back out. And I'm like, well, you know what? It bothers me what people do to animals. All they want to, they don't care about TV. They don't care about nothing except for surviving. And they seem the ones that are always the ones that are hurt the most with all our this ridiculous waste nonsense and trash.
David, if you had a worldwide forum and you could say anything that you wanted to people about the coronavirus, and you were able to be heard far and wide, what would you say? Because you can say that right now.
I don't know. I'm kind of beyond trying to talk to people anymore. I mean, I don't know. I've told people one of these days, the only way they're going to care is if it comes and affects them personally. In other words, they don't care as long as they get paid. Or they can work out a way. Hey, they look at everything. People, okay, hey, I know this person. If I go along with them, maybe I can get a job or a government job. Or this, they all, money's not going to help survive you if something happens and you don't have, cannot get access to medicine. They don't realize over their vacations. I've never been on a vacation. I don't care. That doesn't bother me. I don't understand it.
I have not, David, I have not either. However, I believe I am on permanent vacation here at the farm. Well, I'm serious, Dr. Shilley, I'm serious, because if after the broadcast I want to take a rifle out and go plinking, or a pistol and go plinking, you've been plinking here, Dr. Shilley, you know what it's like. It's like that at your farm, too. I can do that. If I want to go dig a hole to put in a pond, I can do that. I don't ask for permission. I just do it. So I'm on vacation. It's not that it's always easy. And it's not that it's always fun. Sometimes it's really hard work. Well, actually, it's hard work, like, all the time. But I'm on vacation all the time. Because that's the lifestyle that we chose. And, class, you can be on vacation all the time, too, if you want to buy a farm. It's a whole change in the thought process. For example, if you have a subdivision property, you probably want your lawn to look really good. I don't care what our lawn looks like, as long as it's edible, and as long as I'm serious.
And do you prefer pigs, beef, sheep, a goat to eat it for you.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305. With promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The nation's highest court is taking up a legal challenge to the very foundation of Obamacare, the individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The Supreme Court upheld that provision back in 2012, ruling it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But now Texas and 17 other red states have brought a new lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act, and a decision from the High Court on this will likely come after Election Day in November. Former President and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, has died today at 84. In an interview just a couple of years ago, he said he saw himself like this.
I mean, I'm an Irish kid from Salem who ends up with the greatest job in the world, and I was trying to make $10,000 to live on. I mean, I had a great run.
USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, class. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And if you'd like to get your youth formula, if you'd like to get your vitamins, mineral supplements, or Dr. Shealy's books, NormShealy.com. David, I've got some calls in the stack. Are there any other comments you'd like to make for the class or Dr. Shealy?
Just really quick, I was going to ask him a question. With this virus going around and they say it's possibly going to hit it'll be, you know, rougher on people with immune system issues or is that. My concern is out mainly the West Coast, but with everybody putting all their little children on these crazy hormone replacements to drop their, to do gender identity and starting at 3 years old, wouldn't that cause them to have severe immunity deficiency?
That is just one other form of insanity, David.
I mean,
many forms of insanity, and that's one of them.
No, so, but we did just get we finally got her lab work done. She did have a nosebleed the last time I was on your phone, and her lymph nodes are swollen. That's my wife. So we finally got the test results, so we'll try to find a way to get that before we order some supplements in case she needs that, because it took.
Did you want to review that with Dr. Shealy before you leave the air?
No, we're trying to get it sent to us so we can print it out, and then it'll
okay.
be easier because they're bad and they're still getting. And it's amazing that the doctor's not even. We're having to tell the doctor what lab test to take. She wasn't even going to do them. So, but okay. I want to thank you for any help you've given us in the past. So I'll let you go. Thank you.
David, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That's David in Illinois, USA Prepares Instructor. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, Vince, your picture, when GCN pops up and it says go to USA Prepares, I was just almost sure that was rouge on your cheeks.
I couldn't resist.
I'm sorry.
let me just tell you very quickly about that picture. That picture was taken in the same broadcast studio where Dr. Shealy and I met. That's at KWTO AM 560 Springfield, Missouri. And Dr. Shealy would broadcast the hour before I would come on, and that's how we met. That's where we met, in that studio. So that is the picture of the radio station in Springfield, Missouri. So in case you're wondering, class, that's it.
With a red
well, what I called about was actually what I called about actually has to do with that a bit. The rouge. This is interesting. So, red dye number 3 was outlawed to be able to put on your face for cosmetics for women for makeup because it was linked to cancer. But guess where they're using red dye number 3 now as one of the ingredients in? It is in these impossible meats that they're, so it's not okay to put on your skin, but it's okay to swallow and eat. But they actually are putting it in like these impossible meats that these soy-based, products that are considered, actually, I looked this up the other day online. They are considered one, you know how they say don't eat processed food, right? Well, these are considered the very highest processed of foods, which is really interesting. I thought, Vince, I just wanted to call in and say hi and give you guys that information. We actually have a meeting my wife and I have to head out to. But I just wanted to thank you, Dr. Shealy, for all you do, and you too, Vince. And you guys have a great day.
Kyle, thank you so much. Please give our best to your lovely wife. And I was thinking about, just very quickly, Kyle, I was thinking about all the people whom I think are going to ride this out and survive it. And Dr. Shealy's, this is just me thinking to myself yesterday and over the weekend. Dr. Shealy's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Joey's going to be fine. Gwyneth is going to be fine. Rich Sheban is going to be fine. Rick is going to be fine. And, you know, and some others. I wish it would be everybody I have met, but I don't think it's going to be. But the ones I have met, at USA Prepares type levels, I think are way better prepared than the GDP. The GDP is, I don't think they're going to make it. Kyle, do you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, I think you're right, Vince. I just, you know, it's like I said last time, I don't like being duped. And so I think this is going to be pretty rough. I don't know how bad it's going to be. You know, they say that a lot of people get over it. I've checked on the line, online, I'm probably not as much as you, but, you know, I've heard as high as a 10% death rate, and I've heard as low as a 1% death rate. That's not a, I mean, it's higher than the normal flu by far, and it tends to affect men and older people worse. So, you know, just be smart. Do like I still do. I take the Dr. Sheely's 50,000 units of vitamin D3 once a week. I take K2 once a week right with it. You know, just be smart. You know, take your vitamin C. Get a really good multiple vitamin. I've already told everybody, all my kids, to do that. We have ordered four, each one for each one of the families and us, of these, what are they called? Nebulizers. Anyway, the nebulizers, because we're going to use them if anything like this happens. We're going to use the colloidal silver in them and a drop, just a drop or two of the oregano oil. We're going to get more of that. And upon your thought the other day when you were talking about you couldn't afford to be without water, I've got a brand new well pump coming, and I've got a brand new pressure tank coming, and I'm going to get, when I pick up the pressure tank on Tuesday, I'm going to buy a new pressure switch. I'm going to have things in advance of any kind of a supply chain thing, because they're saying this supply chain lack is not going to hit for possibly another month. I mean, some of it is already showing up, but they say the worst of it's not going to hit for probably a month, the best information I can find. But,
very,
you know,
very quickly, Kyle, two more things you need to add to that list. You've got the well pump. You've got the well pump pressure tank. You're going to get the well pressure switch. Then there are the submersible waterproof connectors or splicers. They're available on eBay. They're about $5 for three of those for your three wires, so you can splice the wires down underwater in the well between the well pump and the... Okay, good. And then the last thing is the well pressure or the well pump control box. There's a capacitor and a relay in there, and if that capacitor fails, that's a starting capacitor. If that fails, your pump will not start. So
yes, I'm familiar with that. Actually, the pump that I ordered and the pump that's actually been in my well for many years has its own capacitor built into it, so there is no control box.
Okay, mine requires a okay. Well, very good. And class on Friday, if you'd like, we can talk more about that. I can tell you about the well pumps and what I'm doing. Kyle, I know you have to go. Thank you so much for being with us.
You bet. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
So there you have Kyle, who is taking care of his emergency preparedness plans. Dr. Sheely, we're talking about the grass and the, you know, outside. And last year, you and I were talking. We're talking about dandelions. And when they went to seed, I went out with one of those grocery paper bags, you know, the kind we used to have, those grocery bags. And I went out and I just got all kinds of dandelion seeds and put them in there, because I think we're a few hundred thousand dandelion plants short in our lawn. So I'm going to be planting dandelion seeds right now. While other people are trying to get rid of dandelions, we think that they're edible. And so we'll be able to go out into the yard and pick dandelions and make salad. And you can make dandelion wine. And isn't it one of the most beneficial plants on the planet, Dr. Sheely?
Yes.
How do you eat dandelions? My mom had a dandelion digger, and it was like this long fork. And she would just push it in the ground, cut the root, and then she'd pull out the plant, and then we'd have salad. How do you?
Well, the root. How do you eat? You could cut up the root like a radish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wash it off and make.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. I see we've got George. He's calling in from New Hampshire, and he's talking with Jason. Okay. Here we go. George, welcome.
Hi. Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Shelley.
Hey.
Just two blips. I just want to make two fast comments. One is, it's like D-Day. You prepare as a paratrooper, you go to jump school and everything else, but sooner or later you're going to have to jump out of an airplane, and you're going into a zone that, let's just say, it's no longer a test drill. That's one. Two is, I was on Amazon over the weekend, plus I went to a number of stores, but what I noticed, the traffic was a little bit heavy for a Sunday night, more, not a lot, but just a little, but I had a sense that there was something like a, like just underneath the radar. But I noticed on Amazon, if I was ordering certain things, I noticed that it would, I'd put it in the cart and I'd just move on to something else, and I didn't waste a lot of time, but within 5 minutes, the cart kept emptying on its own accord, and it says, now there's only this much available. And then all of a sudden, when I went up to check out, it was like, there's none available, but don't worry, it's on back order. So I just want to put that out there, and I think talking to certain people, trying to spread the word to certain people, I think their attitude is kind of like, ho-hum, what will be, and that's it.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. When I ordered our well pump, I found it. I was delighted to get it. I ordered it. Came in at $189 shipped. And this thing is good for 300 feet. It was a rebuilt one. I wanted one with a Franklin, Franklin, brand motor. That was really important to me because they're the best brand motor. You can get a Chinese one, brand new, for less money. But why would I want a Chinese water pump or well water pump? Why? And if you read the reviews say, well, you know, it lasted, you know, a couple days. Do you know how much work it is to put in a well pump, and you have to sterilize the well after it? You've got to clean the pipe. You want to sterilize the pipe before you put it in, and this pipe could be 300 feet long. It's a big job, and it takes a lot of people.
Right. But the other thing, even on a simpler level, because I can imagine you'd have to duplicate or triplicate work. But I had a small flashlight, and it was like you could clip it on, and it would show me when I was walking up the path. You know, after not even a little over 5 minutes, the thing went out on me. I couldn't get it on until this morning, and it was made in China. So, in other words, in an emergency, if you're out in the cold for, like, more than 5 minutes, your flashlight goes dead.
Yeah, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I think more people are paying attention. Our ratings were not so good in the early part of the broadcast, and now they are way up. And we're way ahead of all those wonderful sports programs that are currently on the air. On Friday, we're going to be talking about ham radio with Gordon West. He's an author, and he's written three great publications that I have here. And we're going to be talking about ham radio and what it takes. And Joanne, one of our class members, is going to be joining us. She studied for the exam, passed the exam. She's going to talk about why she did it, what it's like, is it difficult, and so forth. And she now has her license, technician's license, to operate her ham rig. So that is that's Friday. George, we're talking about the supply chain. I know from my research, and I've gotten this right from the horse's mouth, that automotive supply parts are, the shortages are here for engine parts, engine repair parts, and automatic transmission repair parts. Absolutely here. And I've also learned that if you want name brand parts like Delco, AC Delco, or Motorcraft, or Mopar, you know, the original equipment for Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, those parts are in short supply. If you want no names, you can still get them. But if you want the original top quality brand names that have the manufacturer's names on them, very difficult to get. George?
I wanted to say some other aspect of this, and I think Dr. Shealy, I'd like his opinion on it, Vincent, is not to get aside from what you just said, but I lost my grandmother in the middle 20s. She and her nephew, the influenza epidemic, and my understanding was, I think this disease is going to linger, where in other words, it'll be opportunistic in the sense that it will attach itself to people, and then it'll just wait, in my opinion, until the immune system dips and there's a weakness or something happens. And I think it's going to be taking people down maybe for years to come. In other words, it's not going to go away. Do you mind my asking Dr. Shealy your opinion?
Well, I have to flip a coin. Nobody knows, and only time will tell. You certainly are possibly right, but we don't know enough yet to even begin to speculate how it's going to wind up.
Here's how I see the importance for us in class today and for weeks, actually for all the time I've been on the air. The important thing is there are a lot of people who are dwelling on who did this to us, who caused it. You know, was it to take down President Trump? Was it to fix the economy by taking out irrational exuberance of the stock market? The plunge protection team, is it to take all those gains down to a more reasonable level? Is it to punish China? There are lots of theories out there. But the real important part is we can't fix whatever caused this. What we need to do is protect ourselves from this. And that's why we need to go out and get the supplies we need right now while you can still get them. That's the whole point of this. That's the whole point of what we've been trying to say. You need to get the vitamins.
I agree all the way.
Yeah.
You need to be healthy. You know, do you need masks? Well, if you tell your boss you're not going to work, you don't need masks. And if you're worried about, you know, maybe I should buy that trailer. Okay, maybe, you know, like a utility trailer. Well, there might be plenty of utility trailers lying around for the taking after this is all over. You may not have the neighbors you thought you were going to have.
You know, when they're gathering wild horses and they're taking them from a very wide area, they progressively narrow it down until finally they either run them into a box canyon where they can't get out of, or a corral. And I think if you look at the way things have been going over the decades, they've been narrowing us down, homogenizing us to the point where they claim diversity, but what it really is more it rhymes with perversity in many instances. But in other words, they're bringing in and bringing and but they're doing it in such an accelerated way where they're throwing caution to the wind, where they're not screening immigrants, they're not screening for mental health diseases, whatever, like they did in the olden times. And we're going to reap the whirlwind from it, and we can see it now. This is just probably one blip along the way that's all designed maybe to speed us towards automation, speed us to not have paper currency, you know, and maybe as a test balloon too for bigger and worse things in the future.
There's a town in Alabama, and the federal government decided that, you know, the Princess cruise ship, those who are under quarantine need to go to this town in Alabama. And the town is Anniston, A-N-N-I-S-T-O-N. Well, the medical doctor found out about that, and he went ballistic. So he put on a hazmat suit, and he let people know, it's coming here. And there was a revolt. The people said, oh, no, it's not. And you know what? The federal government backed down. Are you willing to do that, class? Are you willing to get to the streets? Are you willing to take Lucille with you and say, hey, you're not bringing that here. Are you going to close down your area? Think about that. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. George, thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.